ओम हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदाशिव समारंभां शंकराचार्य मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तां वंदे गुरु परंपरां श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृत वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम फिनिश सर वी हैड गो टू द 12th वर्स नो ओके द 11th वर्स very beautiful important verse you have to remember one thing Bhagavan says without fail I bless everybody irrespective of whether the person is religious or not spiritual or not it's a core teaching so I bless everyone aham bhajami Kam bhajami aham anugrinnami. I bless. I shower my grace upon. No? Whom? Whom do I bless? Kam bhajami. Kan bhajami. I say, Ye mam prapadhyante. Those who seek me means what now? Those who seek me means, that means everything is me here. Something which is not me. In Bhagavan's drishti. In our drishti, we don't know what Bhagavan is. In Bhagavan's drishti, which is Bhagavan? Everything is Bhagavan. So whatever you seek, what do you seek? Bhagavan only. The seeker is Bhagavan's drishti. Seeker is Bhagavan. Sought is Bhagavan. Seeking is Bhagavan. Isn't it? The seeker, sought, and the seeking, everything is Bhagavan only. So what is sought also is Bhagavan. When something is sought means the effort put in, isn't it, for accomplishing the sought, for gaining the sought also is what? Bhagavan. And the effort in the form of action is determined by the what? Determined by, the blessed with fruit. That fruit is Bhagavan. The fruit is ordained for this effort. This is the fruit. And this fruit, very well calculated, for this effort, this much, this thing. Now this fruit is the fruit, deserving fruit. And this fruit has to happen this time. What is determining that factor? Law. That law is what? Bhagavan. Perfectly, okay, perfectly given. Therefore, when Bhagavan, you have to understand that with the law being the law and universal law and order, isn't it? In the presence of which, because of which alone, all the fruits of all the actions are determined. Isn't it? That law being the universal law and order is very well presented here. So, whoever seeks remains not as a religious person. Not only as a religious person, not only as a spiritual person, even as an ordinary person, a non-believer or a believer, anyone, every human being basically is what now? Basically a human being is what? Expression of desires. Human being itself is what now? Human being is the one with the mind full of desires. The needs, natural needs, natural biological needs, natural emotional need, everything needs being natural. No human being has any say over one's own needs and one's own desires. One can't undo one's desires. Everyone's, the very life is what? Is full of actions being chased, driven by what now? Activated by one's own mind. Mind chases you out, in fact. Your desires chase you out. Your needs compel you to do things. So being compelled and impelled by one's own needs, which are natural, one's own desire, which are natural, isn't it? Biological or emotional or karma oriented also. All the needs, inclinations, etc., past connections, everything being there, you are just made to do karma. Whether you are a believer of Bhagavan or not, you are a believer or non-believer, you are a worshipper or not, religious or not, you are the one who is praying to Bhagavan or not, the one who is spiritual or not, doesn't matter. As a human being, you are with these desires and needs. And naturally, these desires impel you to do karma. And the desire for something, you have so many desires. And of all those desires, certain things become your priorities. Whatever is your priority becomes what now? Your Bhagavan. What is the ultimate for you is your Bhagavan. What is the priority? What has the best of the priorities? The most important of the priorities becomes what now? Become Bhagavan. Goal. That is the goal. So goal, every human being, irrespective of whether a person, one is religious or not, spiritual or not, now believer or not, everyone has one's own goals. A fool has a foolish goal, a petty goal, a mean goal. A baby has a simple goal. Somehow I have to get this balloon tomorrow. I've seen today. Yeah, but it becomes a goal for the child. A small fulfillment of any small goal, which is a big achievement for the child. I remember my own younger days. In 5th standard, we have Sanchika bank in the class. Everybody had to go and give whatever money we have in the hands, but to go and give it to the class teacher. She'll write her name and put in the bank. We had Sanchika bank, okay? Every day we had to put 25 pies, 50 pies, whatever we were given for ice creams and then chocolates and biscuits, and we give the money. Every day we had. And then we have every year carnival. When the carnival comes in our school, they sell all the things. And then the whole year we save money, we get 27 rupees, 37 rupees, 57 rupees. Oh, big money. Take it and go and buy and spend, you know that. And that is a big goal. Every day, even 5 paisa also I will not spend. Everything will go and give to the teacher every day. And every day my account will be 5 paisa, 10 paisa will be added. 15 paisa, 25 paisa, 50. And it goes, whole year goes, and one carnival day, don't need to ask money from mommy. You cannot come and buy. You don't think such teacher's inspiration. Very good, isn't it? And that money goes to charity, of course, very expensive things. But still, now we had to pay for 5 rupees or 1 rupee thing. But still, we enjoy that day. Now, carnival means that day, no class. You can go everywhere, walk around, buy, eat, and play, lots of things. That will be looking for the whole year saving money. Know that is the aim. What is the aim? This carnival, I'm going to spend this much money. As a child, what's the big goal? That is the aim for every day I work for it. Like that, we have petty things also. Whatever becomes a priority, whichever age, in keeping with your maturity, that you are working, all that you work will be towards that end only. And that effort, whatever effort you put in to accomplish a given end becomes the most important, the priority, and you work for that, and you put all your effort, you make the, you know why you want it, there's a pleasure or something, and you know how to get it, you know what, how, no, how to get it, what to do for that, everything, you know, and you work. That effort becomes what? No, definitely, that effort blesses you with any effort, any action done will be definitely followed by the fruit of action. That fruit of action, why? Because determined by the law, that law is Ishvara. A non-believer also gets the fruit, a believer also gets the fruit. Why? That Bhagavan says, that is what is, that law is Ishvara. Lord is manifest as the universal law now, order, which alone, because of which the which determines the fruits of actions, fruits of efforts. That is why any effort what now is always blessed. So he says, "Ye mam prapadyante," means what now? Whoever makes any effort, whoever does any karma, now for whatever, having whatever as their objective, what is their goal, and definitely they accomplish that end, you know, but how long it takes in a given time. Ye mam prapadyante tan aham bhajami. That suppose it need not be, I didn't pray to Bhagavan, I worked hard for this end, I got it. doesn't matter. The who determines the fruit of that result? I didn't worship Bhagavan. I didn't pray to Bhagavan. I worked hard to get the result. People may say that. Of course you worked. If you don't work, you will not get anything. You had to work. That work you decided. In fact, understand, the work, you had a desire, you have a goal, and you worked for it, worked very hard, very focused attention, isn't it? Then you got the fruit. That fruit of that action is determined by the law, which is Ishvara. Sometimes you worked hard for a given end. Because of the old, even then this karma will not go waste. You will definitely accomplish what you want to accomplish, though not in this life, at least later on. They may not be in this present life, but because this has been obstructed, the pleasure of gaining what you want to gain in this life has been prohibited because of what? Obstructed by your pratibandha. Obstacle, what now? The past papa karma. That pleasure has been deprived. You have been deprived of the pleasure. Does not mean you have not, you not get the fruit. You will definitely get it later on, at least. This who determines this karma phalam? Niyati. It's a beautiful Sanskrit feminine gender word. Niyati hi. The Bhagavan in the form of, who is in the form of Niyati, order, is called Niyanta. Niyanta means what? Ordainer. I don't know what it's called. Controller. Niyantru Shabda. Rikaranta Pullingi Shabda. Niyantru Shabda, which is called Niyanta, means what now? The Lord is manifest as the very Niyati. Okay, there's no law outside of the knowledge and reality. Therefore, we say Bhagavan is what now? Niyanta. Karma phala data. You don't need to be a believer. You don't need to be a worshipper. You don't need to be seeking Bhagavan's grace. You don't need to be a religious person. You don't need to be a spiritual person. Whatever karma you do, that karma is blessed with the fruit, given fruit, at a given time, isn't it? In keeping with the part of the karma also, that law which ordains is what? Bhagavan. Whatever is a goal, that goal becomes Bhagavan. Therefore, ye mam prapadyante tam tatha eva aham bhajami. Whoever seek me, okay, aham bhajami. Then yatha mam prapadyante. Then whoever worship me in whichever form means what? In whichever form they worship me means, not only as Bhagavan, if they seek me as moksha, I am there for moksha. I will bless them with moksha. They seek me as knowledge, I bless them as knowledge. If they seek me as dharma, I bless them with not dharma. If they seek me as kama pleasures, I bless them with the pleasures. If they seek me as what now? Artha, I bless them with artha. If they worship me in many, whichever form they worship me, in whichever way they worship me, in whichever, whatever form they seek me. They seek me in the form of artha, they seek me in the form of kama, they seek me in the form of dharma, they seek me in the form of moksha. I bless them with whatever, whichever form they seek me. Understand, don't think of that they seek me as other ways. Oh, Krishna, Rama, Shiva, not that way. Rasa can say, but actual meaning is this. In whichever form they seek me. If artha is somebody's priority, and they work for it, I bless them with artha. Whenever they deserve. If they seek me as what now? If they seek kama, that kama happens to be me. If they seek me as kama, I bless them with pleasures. If they seek me as dharma, I bless them with dharma. If they seek me as jnanam, bless them with the jnanam. If they seek me as moksha, I bless them with moksha. Yatha maam prapadyante tatha aham bhajami. I bless them with what they seek. Why? I am there as the... And then worshipping is a different... Worship also is what now? Worshipping means again, whichever form you worship, whichever form you worship, in whichever form you worship, whichever form you worship, I bless them. Isn't it? But, he says, why? But, tamateva bhajami aham. But everybody naturally is not the seeker of moksha. isn't it? That one should, once what one aspires for shows what one knows, how much one knows. You cannot aspire for things which you do not know at all. Isn't it? That's why he says, see, Bhagavan does not say any form at all here. Bhagavan talks about Bhagavan being the universal law, natural law and order. Isn't it? So, No, you are not seeking adharma. Adharma is not something seeking. Adharma is a wrong action. Your action, when it, your action goes against, it's not an end actually. Adharma becomes a means. You see, you're seeking dharma means, suppose, okay, I want to be righteous if you think, then dharma becomes an end. I want to be righteous means dharma becomes an end. I want to be non-righteous, nobody thinks. Understand? People want to use wrong means. That means what now? Your actions are against values, means that is adharma. There, Bhagavan, you don't seek Bhagavan there. Your actions, you see, end is something different. Your end is something different, and for which you have to act. Those actions go against dharma means, then you have to have a result of that. And then you, suppose even because of past punya, we may get the end, but the present wrong action for which Bhagavan will definitely, what now, Bhagavan is law and order, will determine the appropriate result for the wrong action. There will be a time you have to settle your account with Bhagavan for this wrong action. The right action, wrong action, for both you have to settle account with Bhagavan. Right action has to be go and get the award from Bhagavan as from punyam. For the wrong action, you have to get the pain also. You have to go through the pain. This is seeking, isn't it? Adharma is not sought. Adharma never becomes the end. Adharma becomes the means. Artha kama dharma. Dharma, why I say here? Because dharma means here, oh, I want to be righteous. If there is somebody who aspires to be righteous, that means there is someone, that person, some viveka. He knows the value of dharma. Then he wants to be righteous. When difficult to be righteous, and that becomes his end now. Oh, I want to be humho. I have to be righteous now. And that becomes sought, isn't it? Adharma actually is not an end. Adharma becomes a means now. But something else must be the end. Then only you use adharma as a means for accomplishing the end. There again, when there is no knowledge of value of dharma. Anyway, what I want to say here, Bhagavan being the universal law and order is very much said here. That is by the very question Shankara raised actually in his Bhashyam. So, Manushyaha he partha, Manushyaha sarvashaha mama vartma anuvartante. That means what now? Mamavartma anuvartya. Whatever they aspire for, and they work for that. And then they are definitely, that work is blessed with what? A phalam. Deserving phalam. That phalam is determined by the law and order. That law is Ishvara. Law and order is Ishvara. That's the main teaching there in that verse. Then, that's what Shankara raised the question. Oh, that means Bhagavan, he says now, everybody does not seek moksha. If there people seek, moksha becomes the priority. If moksha becomes the ultimate end, then they'll work for it. How they'll work for it? They will live a clean, right, righteous life. They'll be ethical, they'll be religious, and they'll be spiritual, and they'll be aspiring for jnanam, they'll be given to study a shastram, they'll be involved in sharanam and nidhyasanam, they'll be committed to live a life of karma yoga, isn't it? And they'll be blessed with antakarna shuddhi and naischalyam, thereby they'll be blessed with the contemplative mind, then they will have what now? Blessed with knowledge and moksha. If they aspire for it, isn't it? For moksha and jnanam. If they do not aspire for it, And people want artha kamas, and quickly, or they want to end everything quickly means, and accordingly, they worship differently, isn't it? And they also don't, who, see, when you worship, aspire for jnanam and moksha, then you are seeking Bhagavan himself. Himself or not, himself or herself, you are seeking the Lord. You are seeking the totality. Knowledge, moksha, isn't it? Artha kamas become the ultimate end. Then you also seek the support, worship also. How do you worship then? Because quickly one means you worship, then you do karma. Any worship is what? Action. Please understand, any worship is an action. I taught to even their worship is, in Vedic culture, worship is what? No, performance of ritual, the fire ritual is what? A worship, a form of worship, a form of worship. Isn't it? Wherein you invoke the symbolic act of offering, you offer oblations into the fire through offering, and you invoke the grace of different natural phenomena which are known by the term devataha. Invoke the grace of devatas and for a given end. And Veda itself prescribes the karma kanda lots of rituals. So many rituals. For any given artha, kama, dharma, whatever is your end for that, that's why it's called, Kamadhuk, you can use the Veda for accomplishing anything. Perform this ritual, chant these mantras, invoke the grace of this Devata, please this Devata, get this palam, this is the time. It's like saying, expert agriculturalists in India, they can say, this is the season, this is the time, rains come, this is what we have to, this is the crop. You sow this seed and put this manure, water this many days, this is what this thing, third month, crops are ready, harvest it. They will sell. My grandfather used to say that, amazing, the smell and taste, what variety it is, what variety guava it is. Know that. And see the size of the cotton, they can say, which variety it is. Correct, isn't it? Like that. No, what I'm saying here, that way, Devatas also what now? Veda has what now? Treasures of knowledge. Karma rituals. Perform rituals. It's a karma again. For which this is the fruit. And for which this is the form of worship you offer. These are the thing you do. You offer. You invoke the grace of this particular phenomenon, the Devata. And you have the grace. And who determines the fruit? Law. Isn't it? Well, he says next verse. See, law of karma determines the fruit of action. Any action, including worship. That law is Bhagavan. Okay? That's what Bhagavan wants to say here. Kaankshantah karmanam siddhim. Yajanta iha devataha Kshipram himanushe loke Siddhir bhavati karmaja. So he says, karmaja siddhihi. Karmaja siddhihi means what? Fruit born of action. The success of the action, the fruit of the action, siddhi, karmaja siddhi, the success gained as a fruit of an action. Okay, the gain gained as a fruit of an action is what now? Karmaja siddhi. Loke, in this word, siddhi bhavati. Karmaja siddhi bhavati means what? Karma phalam siddhyati. Karmaja siddhihi bhavati means what? Karma phalam siddhyati. Isn't it? One accomplishes the fruit of action. One gains the success in the form of fruit of action. Where in this world, it happens in this world. Asmin loke karmaja siddhihi bhavati. Katham bhavati? In no time. Kshipram. Very quickly, very soon, the success in the form of the fruit of action takes place in this world very soon. Kshipram karmaja siddhihi kshipram bhavati. doesn't take very long. Don't need to wait. Isn't it? Karmaja. Suppose if you saw the coconut, and then sometime the people, those days, nowadays you have all hybrid variety. 3 years it starts yielding. Though original hybrid variety coconuts, if we had to sow, means that you wait for a long. Now that coconut had to put in the string and the sprout has well, and it has to sprout, then people have to take it out, then you have to sow it. By the time it has to grow tall and big, but it starts yielding. Now sometimes it takes 10 years and all that. 10 years only, after 10, 12 years, it start yielding coconuts. Suppose the person who's on the trees, he is in 70s and 80s, suppose if he dies after 2 years and he miss it. Isn't it karmaja siddhi? Grandsons only enjoy, not the father, the person, old person. Suppose if the 30, 40, if you sow, then if you're 50, 60, 70, then you can enjoy. Isn't it? Now what I want to say here, the quickness, kshipram. Isn't it? Kshipram na bhavati sometimes. So what he says here, karmaja siddhi bhavati. Loke karmaja siddhi kshipram bhavati. Very quickly the success nama fruit of action happens in this world. Which world? Manushe loke, manushya loke, in this world. He says, therefore what do they do here? Karmanam siddhim kangshantaha. What people seek actually, karmanam siddhim, they want the accomplishment, fulfillment of action. So kangshati means desires, kangsha, intense desire, a fervor, is a passion, is called what kangsha. Kangshati. Now in Telugu we say Shubha Kangshalu. No, isn't it? So they say Kangsha means actually desire only. In fact, Kangshantaha, Satru Anta Shabda, desiring, being desirous of, Ichchantaha. Kangshantaha means Ichchantaha. Karmanam Siddhim, Karmanam Phalam Ichchantaha. Desiring the fruit of actions. Desiring the success fruit of actions. As the fruit of actions. Ichchantaha, iha devataha yajante. People invoke the grace of different deities. They worship. Yajante is the verb from where the noun yagaha, yajyaha, none have come into being. Devataha yajante. People worship different phenomena, natural phenomena. Different worship, different devataha. Why do they worship? Not for moksha, not for jnana. Karmanam siddhim kangshanta. They expect some results. They want some, those results fall within the realm of artha kama dharmas only. Time bound ends only. They karmanam siddhim kangshanta eva devataha yajante. Moksham ichchantaha devataha na yajante. They perform rituals invoking the grace of devatas, expecting desire, being desirous of the certain fulfillment of some actions, from full getting some fruits of actions. Therefore, for such people, karma phalam definitely is what? No, karma produces phalam. Definitely. How long does it take? Kshipram bhavati in this manushya loke. Kshipram bhavati. That's why we have varna japam, rain comes. Isn't it? Any yaga you perform, you have a result also. That law, what is the mechanism involved, we do not know. But understand one thing, all whole karma kanda is based on this one big fact. What? Bhagavan is manifest as the universal law and order. No karma ever goes into producing a result. Every karma is followed by the result, and that result is ordained by the natural law and order. Therefore, worship is what now? And you have something in your mind, aspire for that, work for it, invoke the given devatas, no, the power, present deity, and keep on asking for that. No, definitely you get the fruit. That order is what now? Bhagavan only. But the, as a result of karma, if they want some such thing, that is what now? Definitely artha kama, dharmas only. Not moksha, isn't it? You don't need to do karma for moksha. Because knowledge is moksha, isn't it? For artha kama dharma, you need to do karma. So he says, okay, kangshantaha, abhipsantaha, See, abhipsate ipsa. Ipsa means desire. Ipsati means desires. Abhi ipsati. Abhi is a prefix. Abhipsati desires. Abhipsataha. Abhipsanti. Abhipsantaha. Now kangshantaha. Ichchantaha. See, if you read Shankara's Bhashyam, you will learn better. No more verbs also. Abhipsantaha means what now? Abhipsa means what? Ishta ichcha. That's all. Abhipsantaha, ichchantaha, kangshantaha, kim ichchantaha, desiring what? Karmanam siddhim. Karmanam siddhim ichchantaha, desiring the success of actions. Or success of, what does it mean here? Pala nishpattihi. Pala nishpattim siddhim. Pala nishpattihi means what now? Palena nishpadyamanaha, nishpadyamana siddhihi. The success born as a result of action. Palat palena nishpadyatihi means what now? Born of. Born of the fruit of action. The success born as a fruit of action is called what now? Pala nishpatti siddhihi. Okay. So, he says, prarthayantaha. So, wanting the prarthayantaha. So, prarthayanto means what now? Yajantaha. Or yajante. Prarthayante means what now? Yajante. Prarthayantaha means what? Yajantaha. Iha, in this word. See, yajante means worship. And here he says, prarthayanta means seeking. Praying for. When they do a karma, what do they, whatever the karma is done for, that becomes the prarthana. Isn't it? Suppose, for the sake of rains, rains is my goal, and I perform a ritual here. So what is prayed through that ritual? What is prarthite? What is sought there? Prarthayanta means seeking. Actually, praying. Iha, here, asmin loke, devataha. Who are the devatas here? Another phenomenon here, he says, Indra, Agni, Adyaha. See, in all the Veda, if you take, Indraha, Agnihi, now, these devatas are highly invoked. The whole other Vedas, everything. Karmakanda. Atha, Yonyam, Devatam, Upaste, Anyaha, Asau, Anyaha, Aham, Asmi, Iti, Na Saha Veda, Yatha, Pashuhu, Evam, Saha, Devanam. See, Devatam upaste. See, Devatam, how do they worship Devataha? Yaha, asau anyaha, anyaha ahamasmi. This Deva, this is different person. I am worshipping somebody who is different from me. I am the worshipper different. Anyaha aham asmi. I am different. Okay? Asau anyaha. This worshipped Devata is different. Okay, I am anyaha, this is different from me, I am the worshipper, I am different. With this understanding, okay, yaha, na saha veda, he really does not know the Lord. Let's understand. I am the worshipper, worship is different from me, isn't it? Aso anyaha, aham anyaha. Iti devatam upas yaha anyam devatam upaste. Look at this. Yaha anyam devatam upaste. One who worships not the Lord as totality but a given devata. Yaha anyam devatam upaste. Upaste means worships. One who invokes the grace of a given deity, a given phenomenon. Given deity, given devata, a given shakti. How does he invoke? Anyaha asau. This is different. Anyaha asau. Anyaha different from me. Asau anyaha. Okay, anyaha asau, anyaha ahamasmi, anyaha asau, anyaha ahamasmi. Asau anyaha, aham anyaha. I am different, this is different. Iti yaha upaste saha na veda. That person does not know what, does not know the truth, does not know the Lord. He says yatha pashuhu evam saha devanam devanam saha yatha pashuhu. Isn't it yatha pashuhu? Yes, how do you think of when the animal does not know the difference, no? Animal does not know I am, first of all. Isn't it? Animal does not know any difference. Yatha pashuhu saha evam saha devanam. For the devatas, he is like that. How do you think about the pashuhu, animal? What do you think of an animal? An animal doesn't know anything. You are self-conscious, no? That's what you think. You do not know. Similarly, tata devanam, isn't it? Similarly, you are like that, the person is like that. For devas, you are like that. Why? You think aso anyaha, aham anyaha iti yaha devata, yaha upaste saha pashuhu. Yatha pashuhu devana. Okay. Iti shrutehe tesham hi binna devata yajinam. Binna devata yaji means worshipper. For such worshippers of different devatas. Binna devata yaji means what? Worshippers of different deities for different fruits by performing different rituals. For such people, who are they? Palakangshinam. Palakangshinam. Palakangshi means what now? Who are desirous of accomplishing different fruits. No? Who are desirous of fruits. Palakangshinam, binna devata yajinam, kshipram. For such people who are desirous of fruits and who are the worshippers of different devatas, kshipram means shigram. What is the meaning of the word kshipram? Kshipram is what now? Again, indeclinable adverb. Kshipram, kshipram, shigram. Shigram also. And shigram can say shigrena. Third case also you can use. Any adverb can be the instrumental case. Shigrena or shigram is enough. Shigram. Like shipram shigrameva hi. Yasmat. Manushe loke. Manushe loke means what? Manushe loke. Say now. He shastradhikaraha. This is what shastradhikara means. Shastram is what shastram says. What shastradhikaraha means, according to shastra, what happens? Definitely any ritual performed desire for a given end, no, a given devata, his grace is invoked, that karma definitely produces fruit in this world very quickly. Okay? No. Kshipram hi manushe loke iti viseshanat. Kshipram hi manushe loke, very quickly in this world of human beings the fruits of actions happen. That iti viseshanat. Viseshana means what now? By stating that verb, sentence, adjective, it says anyeshvapi karma phala siddhim darshayati bhagavan. Not only in this act of worshipping the fruit is very quickly happens, any karma anyeshu api, he says what now? Anyeshu api karma phala siddhim darshayati. Not only in the rituals. Anyeshu means what now? Whoever worships for anything, whoever does any karma for everything, anything, karma phala siddhihi definitely is there. There is accomplishment of root of action. That is what Bhagavan shows. By through what? By saying manushe loke kshipram bhavati. Kshipram kim bhavati? Karma phalam. Manushe loke kshipram karmanaha phalam bhavati eva. Bhavati, bhavati, bhavati. We don't need to worry about it. No, I worked so hard, nothing has happened. Means I tell you, have very, very strong pratibandha. I worked so hard, it doesn't happen means, that means what now? That is how Bhagavan makes you exhaust your prarabdha. That is how pratibandha. What is the law? Kshipram bhavati, karma phalam asmin manusha loke kshipram bhavati. Kshipram, definitely it happens. Quickly it happens. It is no obstacle. What is an obstacle? Pratibandha? Past, because see, not being able to accomplish what we want to accomplish by working hard, that is when you go through pain. How will you experience pain otherwise? If you don't experience pain at all, and how will Bhagavan make you settle your account with Bhagavan? Isn't it? Amazing, isn't it? See, get the point what I'm saying. We all work. And any work has to produce a phalam. That is why Vivekananda said, no, nothing impossible in this universe. That's what they, when they talk about nothing impossible. Everything is possible here. You can accomplish anything you want to accomplish if you work for it. How you work? You should know what you want very clearly. You should know how to work very clearly. You should know why you want that. Must be very clear. Why I want it, what I want it, then how I should get it, what I want. If you know these things very clear, you're very clear about it, you put in all your efforts, use your buddhi, phalam is standing in front of you. Karma itself is kamadhenu. It can get you anything. There's nothing is impossible, provided. What now? There'll be pratibandha. Something which will prohibit you, which will prevent you, will stop you from enjoying the fruit you want to have. My God, worked so hard, failure after failure, no success. That is not true. Your actions for phalam has not yet come to you because it's postponed as because of what now? Past prarabdha comes in. Pratibandha means what now? Obstructs. You want to go there, it comes in obstructs. That is because of what? Ordained by what? Same law. Understand now? So what Bhagavan kim darshayati here in the, through this sentence? Manusha loke kshipraj karmaja siddhihi kshipram bhavati. Very quickly it happens, definitely it happens. Through that, viseshanate anyeshu api karma phala siddhim darshayati Bhagavan. Karma phala siddhi is nobody can stop you from enjoying, getting what you deserve, what you work for. Nobody can stop you. That is the freedom. That is what is so nothing, something nice about it. Nobody can stop anyone from enjoying, gaining what one wants, what one works for, what one deserves. Nobody can take away from you. Understand now? That's why any pleasure people, any position, and thereby pleasure which goes with, is not overnight business. It is once, no, suppose suddenly Obama suddenly became president of America means, of course he must have done a lot of work and all those things. It's not just the things. For any position, for any pleasure, anything is time bound only, but we know that definitely. Any position, any name, any fame, any popularity, in any given field, maybe politics, maybe in arts, maybe in music, maybe in dance, and maybe in sciences, and maybe in any discipline, one must have worked for it. Okay, nothing comes easily. Oh, he just suddenly got it. In our books, he got it suddenly. But in Bhagavan's drishti, he worked for it. Understand now? Definitely. But after some time. It's called law and order. So, if you want something, work for it. Don't go and ask for it. Ask for somebody's help. You work for it. How to work, how much to work, what to do, when to do, how much to do, what I want, why I want. That should be very clear. So he says, Manushe loke varnashramadi karmani ati viseshaha. No, sorry, iti viseshaha. Manushe loke varna ashramadi karmani iti viseshaha tesham cha varna ashramadi adhikari karmanam phalasiddhihi kshipram bhavati karmaja karmanaha jata. See, karmaja means what? Karmanaha jata. Fruit born of action. That kshipram bhavati, palasiddhihi kshipram bhavati. Very quickly it happens. Which karmanam? The karmas of different. Suppose a person belonging to a given varna. It's a varna, a karmas pertaining to a people of certain varnas, certain classes. I will go and talk about the varnashramas anyway. And the karmas burdening to people of different ashramas. What a brahmachari has to go to university and study. 80-year-old man go and ask admission to the university. Isn't it? He must be doing the different work, isn't it? Ashrama karma. The karma pertaining to a different ashrami. We have to give the classrooms free, leave the classrooms free for what? For the younger generation, they will go and study. Suppose, imagine everybody applies for admission in the college. What will happen? Isn't it? 80-year-old people, 90-year-old people cannot go for admission in the universities because that they must have come out of it by now, not long, long ago, isn't it? Like an ashram, there are certain karmas pertaining to people of different ashramas, certain ashramas. Certain karmas belong to, pertaining to the people of different classes. Such karmas also. Those who, adhikari means what now? Those who are eligible for doing certain karmas because pertaining to different ashramas and varnas. When they do hach karmas also, he says, karma jasiddhi kshipram bhavati. If you do what has to be done, suppose if you have a desire, if you have some karma, and that action must be what now? In keeping with your age, in keeping with your experience, in keeping with your what work you are inclined to do. Isn't it? Then accordingly, then definitely the fruit will be there, definitely. That's what he means by this statement.
Slightly different text here.
What is that?
Manushya loke
karma
ashramadi karma adhikara iti vishesha.
Maybe. Karma
adhikara vishesha.
Yeah. You can say adi karmani iti viseshaha karma adhikari. Both are right on different versions. What does it mean? Suppose what karma one should do. Now what karma one should do in keeping with your class, which class? In keeping with the ashrama also, one has adhikaram, one has eligibility to do a given karma. So for such karmas also, what now? The karmas performed according to the pertaining to one's class and ashrama also, those karmas also are blessed with what now? Fulfillment, blessed with the fruit. That is also ordered by what? Same law and order. What he wants to say as a whole, see, when you want arthakama dharmas, no, you don't need, without being a religious person also, as a simple person, as a non-religious, non-spiritual person also, as a human being, everyone has one's goals. Arthakama dharma at least will be the goals. A And being ethical also, without being religious and spiritual, one can hit certain goals, priorities, and one can work for, aspire for that, work for that. And it works, and that work definitely what now? Blesses one with the fruit of that action. That fruit is ordained by the law and order, which is Bhagavan. See, what as a non-religious, non-spiritual person also, you set a goal, that goal is me. You are working for that. That karma is blessed with the fruit. That fruit ordained by law, that law is me. That's what Bhagavan says. As a religious person, as a believer, as a worshipper also, you perform the karma for a given result, you get it. Not only you perform a given karma, worldly karma, you also perform a religious karma, you have a performance of rituals. By what do? Invoke the grace of different devatas for binna yajinam, binna karma palakangshana. We saw that. What different ends are so many, arthakama dharmas are ends means, innumerable countless ends. For different ends, you know, they get different devatas, then that karma also is what now? Produces a palam. Kshipram bhavati. How long does it take? Kshipram bhavati manushe loke karmaja siddhihi. And not only that, in keeping with one's varna, in keeping with one's ashrama, if a person, the adhikari, the deserving person, in keeping with one's varna and ashrama, what one's eligible to do, if a person does that karma also is blessed with what? Fruit. That karma also, palam also determined by what? Law and order. So everything is me. How I bless people. As religious, as non-religious, as spiritual, as non-spiritual, whoever works for anything, I bless them with that fruit of karma, remaining as the law and order. They may not call Bhagavan, the fruit is, end is Bhagavan. Whatever becomes the ultimate is the Bhagavan. What is the ultimate? That becomes a Bhagavan, isn't it? Bhagavan is the, for us, the what now? Most exalt is Bhagavan. Suppose somebody works so hardly for money, money, money. Money is Bhagavan for me. That's true, isn't it? What is the priority in my life? In your life? Money. What is the priority in your life? What is the most important thing for you in life? Money. What are you working hard for? For money. Everything is money, money, money means money, artha becomes Bhagavan for him. And he works hard, he thinks all the time about money, he thinks about working hard for money, all his attention is focused on money means money is Bhagavan, that he is blessed with. Who ordains that? Karma blesses one with what he understand that kshipram bhavati manushe loke karmaja siddhihi, that niyati is Bhagavan. I got the point now, what I'm saying. That is why we don't need to say search for Bhagavan, okay? We're able to walk around as Bhagavan only. That is why we don't need to see up and down or here or anywhere to Bhagavan. Every fraction of a second you are feeling Bhagavan, you are smelling Bhagavan, tasting Bhagavan, you are breathing Bhagavan, breathing out and breathing in, everything is Bhagavan only, isn't it? Very beautiful concept. Now we are going to the next. Okay, manushe loke, one say manusha eva loke. That means what? Only in the human world of human beings. Varna ashramadi karma adhikaraha. This varna ashrama adhikarana, the karmas, okay, these karmas pertaining to people of this varna, people of this ashrama, this difference, these karmas, where are they, these karmas? Manushe eva loke, only in the world of human beings. Anna anyeshu lokeshu, it is not in other worlds. We don't even know about the other worlds. The other world is not, how do we say, but still people can talk about it, okay? Anyeshu lokeshu iti niyamaha. In other worlds, there is no such difference. Ashrama dharma, karmas pertaining to ashramas, karmas pertaining to varnas. Such karmas are not there in other worlds. No? This is what a rule. Kin nimittam, why is it said? No? Kin, why? What is the reason for that? Iti, athava, or varnashramadi pravibhaga upeta manushyaha. Varna ashramadi ప్రవిభాగోపేతా మనుష్యా మమ వర్త్మ అనువర్తంతే సర్వశః ఇత్యుక్తం. సీ ది పీపుల్ ఆఫ్ డిఫరెంట్ క్లాసెస్, పీపుల్ గివెన్ టు ది డిఫరెంట్ కనెక్టెడ్ టు డిఫరెంట్ ఆశ్రమాస్ అండ్ డిఫరెంట్ వర్ణాస్, పీపుల్ ఆఫ్ డిఫరెంట్ వర్ణాస్ అండ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఆశ్రమాస్, దే ఫాలో మై ట్రాక్ అల్టిమేట్లీ, ఇజన్ ఇట్? దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ సర్వశ ఇత్యుక్తం. వై కస్మాత్ పునః కారణాత్, దెర్ ఇస్ అ కారణం, నియమేన తవ ఏవ వర్త్మ అనువర్తంతే న అన్యస్య ఇతి ఉచ్యతే. నియమేన తవ ఏవ వర్త్మ అనువర్తంతే, ది ఆల్ ద పీపుల్ హు ఆర్ లివింగ్ హియర్, పీపుల్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ వర్ణాస్, పీపుల్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఆశ్రమాస్, వాట్ ఎవర్ దే డూ, అల్టిమేట్లీ ది ఆల్ ఫాలో యువర్ ట్రాక్ ఓన్లీ, యువర్ పాత్ ఓన్లీ, నాట్ డెఫినెట్లీ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్, నాట్ ఎనీబడి ఎల్సెస్, నాట్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్సెస్ పాత్. దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్ అల్టిమేట్లీ వాట్ వన్ సీక్స్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఆనంద. Isn't it? Doesn't matter what they do, how they do, when they do, anything you do, ultimately what you want is what? Ananda only, isn't it? And then he says, that means the, whatever one seeks, whatever one does also, any karma definitely produces phalam. That phalam is ordained by the natural law and order. No, I don't want fruit from law and order. You can't say that, okay? What say do you have over the law? Who determines the fruit of action? Law. That's also, you can say that meaning also, you can take it here, isn't it? Ultimately, whatever karma you do, that karma is ordained, blessed with fruit, that fruit is ordained by the law and order. There is nothing else. It is the law and order. It is the law and order. It is the law and order which is Bhagavan. There is nothing other than Bhagavan, isn't it? Ultimately, that is what it is there, isn't it?
Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam, chaturvarnyam maya srishtam, guna karma vibhagashah,
guna karma vibhagashah,
tasya kartaramiti mam, sorry, tasya kartaramapi mam, tasya kartaramapi mam, రమపి మా విద్య కర్తారమౌయయం.
సో హీ సేస్ చాతుర్వర్ణ్యం మయా సృష్టం. ఇన్ భగవాన్ సేస్ మయా బై మీ సృష్టం, ఇట్ హాస్ బిన్ క్రియేటెడ్. The concept of creation is, you have understood in other prakarna granthas, you understand this also. Because we know very well there is no such thing called creation. Is it? What is creation? Creation is the manifestation of the unmanifest, undifferentiated name and names and forms. Isn't it? That already we saw in the class, last class. So, manifestation of unmanifest names and forms is creation. But still we say, what now, what is the Lord? That in which the names and forms were unmanifest, that which is the locus for the manifest names and forms also, is the Lord. There is no other Lord. Isn't it? Therefore, what Bhagavan says here, what is manifest now, not only names and forms, not only human beings, also what now? This Chaturvarnyam, the people of different classes. There is also various manifest. Whatever is manifest in the reality, isn't it? There is what now? Lord of the manifest, all the manifest things is what now? The Lord is the same. Varnas are manifest. The classism, the groupism also is manifest, isn't it? So she says, Maya Srishtam, by me it has been created. What has been created? I mean, nothing is outside of me. By me it is created means what now? Nothing is outside of me. There is a classification, there is a grouping of this, this differentiation among the people here. It is Chaturvarnyam, the four classes. Varnaha means a class, a group. isn't it? Then Chaturvarnya means what now? The four groups, isn't it, of people, the four classes of group, people, human beings, Maya Srishtam. No, they've been created by me. He says, this four, this set of four groups, no, the set of four, the set of four of people, isn't it? The groups have been created by me. How have they been created? No, he says, they really not, they have not been created as Kshatriyas, Brahmanas, etc. In fact, they can be, all the human beings who are around, they can be grouped, they can be classified into, they can be differentiated into four classes in keeping with the classification is based on their inclination for doing karma. Is classification is based on what? Their inclination to do a given karma. Isn't it? Yes, guna. Karma vibhagashaha. Karma vibhagashaha, then guna vibhagashaha. Guna karma vibhagashaha means in keeping with what now? Their inclination for a given, do given karma. The classification of people has been made. The classification of human beings into four groups has been made by me in keeping with their interest, their inclination to do a given karma based on the predominance of their gunas. Gunas,
three.
Yeah, I'm coming. Coming to the point, wait. Understand now? So, based on what now? Predominance of gunas. So, inclination, in keeping with the inclination to do a given karma, they are classified. The classification is based on their inclination for doing the karma. All are one, but all are not equal. Definitely not equal. That does not mean one is said to be inferior, one is not said to be superior also. Inclination, isn't it? You are inclined to do a given karma, then in keeping with the inclination of the karma you want to do, your karma you are inclined to do, keep with inclination for a given karma, you are classified in, you come under the class of a Brahmana, or a Kshatriya, or a Vaishya, or a Shudra. What karma you are inclined to do? That determines your class, Varna. Which Varna you belong to? All are one. All are human beings, all are one. Not only human beings, all that is here is only one. But all are not equal. Why? Your inclination for a given karma, you are inclined to do a given karma, he is inclined to do a given karma, in based on your inclination for a karma, you come under the given class. You belong to a given class. And that inclination for karma is determined by what? Your predominance of guna. What guna is predominant in you? Therefore, guna vibhagashaha, karma vibhagashaha, in keeping with the predominance of gunaha, people are divided into four classes. In keeping with the predominant, in inclination for given karma, they are grouped into four classes. Guna vibhagashaha, karma vibhagashaha, chaturvaranyam maya srishtam. But not that one is not considered to be superior, not one is not considered to be inferior also. Then, therefore what now? Tasya kartaram mam vidhi. May you know the maker of that chaturvarnya to be me. I am their maker. I am not the maker also. I am akarta, I am karta cha. Bhagavan says, I am the karta. Why? Nothing is outside of me. I am the karta. Really, what do I do? They're all just happening, okay? They're all in me. They're manifest. Therefore, I'm not the karta. Aham kartaram api maam viddhi, akartaram api maam viddhi. How Bhagavan is the karta, how Bhagavan is akarta also. That's a big understanding. We have to understand what now? Bhagavan is karta how? Bhagavan is akarta also how? Bhagavan is the doer, Bhagavan is the non-doer. Bhagavan is the creator of those four chaturvarnyam. Bhagavan is not the creator of the four guna, the chaturvarnyam also. How? Non-creator and the creator. That is a big discussion we will see later on. Now before that, what do we say when we say the Bhagavan has classified people into four groups as kshatriyaha, it says brahmanaha, kshatriyaha, vaishyaha and shudraha. And this classes, this group class is based on this classification is based on what? Based on their karma and gunaha. Their inclination for karma and their predominance of gunaha. Means, suppose the interest in a given action, you know, goes like this. Suppose if a person, everybody is a combination of three gunas. Sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha. There is nothing in the universe. Three gunatmakam jagat. A stone is three gunatmakam. A mountain is three gunatmakam. Water is three gunatmakam. Earth is three gunatmakam. Fire is three gunatmakam. Space is three gunatmakam. The whole jagat is what? Living things, non-living things. Everything is three gunatmakam only. Why? Three gunas are nothing but expressions of what now? Expressions of modified forms of three powers. Ichcha Shakti, Jnana Shakti and Dravya Shakti. These Shaktis are where now? These Shaktis were one single three-stranded string before unmanifest. We all became unmanifest Maya. All the three gunas are from where? One Maya only. Only Maya Shakti alone is manifest as three powers, and three powers are manifest as what now? The Ichcha, the capacity, the power of desiring, the power of knowing, the power of inertia. All the powers are from where? We're already there. Only one power only is manifest as three powers. Three powers are manifest as what now? Three modified and seen as what? Three gunas. Three gunas is equal to what? Three powers. Three powers is equal to what? Maya. Therefore, with the whole, everything is trigunam only. Water you see is trigunam. The seer is trigunam. Seeing is trigunam. And then trigunatmakam, seen of is trigunatmakam only. What's the big deal here? But still, in human beings, again, we have what now? Certain constitution, if you say, basically, isn't it? One guna becomes a predominant. So if a person is, you know, predominantly sattvic, sattva guna is a predominant in a person, and that sattva guna is backed by rajo guna, then tamo guna takes the third place in a person, then that person is what now basically of, everybody is trigunatmakaha only. Every human being is trigunatmakaha only. But he sattva predominant person, highly sattvic means his inclinations to do things will be different. You can't help. It's a very basic nature. So sattva is predominant, rajas becomes the second place, second one. And tamoguna has a third place in the person means SRT. A person has what now? SRT means predominantly sattvic. Rajas is the second guna. Sattamas has the third place. He is a brahmanaha. Understand? He is a brahmanaha. So his work will be what now? What is why he is interested in certain things? More into interest in studies. Because inclination, some people see the books, people run away from you. But not interested in reading, not interested in studying, not interested in intellectual pursuits, not interested in those things means, no, people who were given to discoveries and scientific researchers and reading and then, no, intellectual pursuits, all those things, naturally, I'm not saying it may not be a brahmana. Whoever has it, janmana, by birth, one can be a brahmana, one cannot be, if a person is not inclined for such things, he is a karma shudra, one can be. Karma Shudra also. It's not based, that's why please understand, Bhagavan talks about the classification. This classification is not based on the birth. Classification not based on birth. Oh, I was born Brahmana, born Kshatriya. No, it is based on what? No, Guna and Karma. Guna Brahmana, Karma Brahmana. Understand now? Karmana Brahmanaha, Gunena Brahmanaha, Natu Janmana. Not by birth one is said to be a Brahmana. The person's Sattva Guna is highly predominant, then that person definitely has Rajoguna as a second, his second place. And no, and all his activities are completely governed by Dharma, because Sattva is predominant. Person completely, he stands for, he has example for, you know, the righteousness. And such a person, you know, is very strong mentally, but very bold, but very timid. And in the sense, bold means what now? He's very, very strong and brave person, but very calm and compassionate, affectionate person. That is what now. Because we, from a compassion, wisdom is taken for weakness also. Very strong, very bold, very courageous, very brave, the same compassionate, accommodative, very kind, that everything will be there. And now is highly committed to Dharma. His very, very presence will make other person follow his Dharma. Then you are a Brahmanaha, because Rajas is the second, is highly active also. That is because his, all his activities are governed by Dharma, knowledge, commitment to Dharma. Sattva is predominant in a person. He is a Karmana Brahmanaha. Doesn't matter whether he is, isn't it? Who the person is. He can be anybody in the world, born anywhere in the world. But if that is a person, he is a Karmana Brahmanaha. Now, Janma is not based on not birth actually.
Guna Brahmana?
No, Guna Brahmana. No, Guna. Accordingly, his actions will be what now? Once the way, the lifestyle, the person life, lives a life and which involves activities, all his activities, you see what he is inclined to do in his life, all his interest, all his business, all his, the way he behaves, he conducts himself, everything is completely, the interest, everything is what? No. You know, is determined by what? The predominance of Guna. Then he is a Brahmanaha. Guna Brahmanaha is a Karma Brahmanaha also. Karmana also Brahmanaha, not Janmana. Isn't it? Then for what should be, that action, his actions all will tell you what Guna is predominant in a person. His actions will tell you, his interests will tell you what Guna is in predominant in a person. So Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, this is the order. Then he is a Brahmanaha. The next is a Kshatriyaha. The Kshatriyaha, very word is very interesting, okay? The basically one who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge. Bhagavan is a Brahmana. Then everything will be governed by Dharma only. Isn't it? Then Kshatriyaha means Kshatat Trayate iti Kshatriyaha. One who protects other person from getting wounded. Whom does he protect? From the one who protects the Dharma. If there are righteous people, and if they are disturbed, if they are wounded, and the one who protects the righteous people from getting wounded, from getting, you know, harmed, is called Kshatriyaha. Very beautiful word. Kshata means wound, you know. Kshatat trayate. He protects the people from, protects from people from getting affected and, you know, wounded. The righteous people, isn't it? From the non-righteous. He's called Kshatriyaha. And Kshatriyaha is highly active person. They're full of energy and highly, highly active person. He can't sit in a place. He has to be very active. Rajas is the predominant guna. Or Rajas is the predominant guna in a person. And but that Rajas is definitely backed by Sattva Guna. That is, and all his activities are because backed by Sattva Guna, he is also highly, all his actions are governed by his knowledge of right and wrong, not by his wish, right, by his own likes and dislikes. He is very active, very smart, very active. But no, at the same time, what now? he is more inclined for actions than inclined for spiritual or intellectual pursuits. But still he's because sattva guna is second guna in him, and his actions are governed by his dharma also. And third one is what? Tamas. So rajas first, rajas become the predominant guna, predominantly rajasic. Sattva becomes the second guna, tamas becomes the third guna, then he is called a kshatriya. His activities will be in keeping with this predominance of rajoguna. That is why you can't expect people to be the same. They are of different nature. And then we need all sorts of people for the society. Society to go on, to keep moving, to keep going, we need to have everybody. You're going to say that meaning later on. Then what about the Vaishyaha? Isn't it? The Vaishyaha, the people who are more into business and trading and all that, generally we say, there are some Kshatriyas are not involved. Generally, okay, what we say, that as such actions basically, for them also, Rajas is predominant. For a Vaishya, Rajas is predominant. But Sattva becomes the third guna. Tamas becomes the second guna. Tamas becomes what now? Second guna. Rajas becomes the first guna. Therefore, what happens now? Rajas being the very active, at the same time, Tamas is the, come back with Tamas also. Therefore, they're more into the trading and other things. They can relate to only such things. The inclination for the thing they do, you know, more of physical work and all those things also, we'll say. The other things also. We are not saying they are not intellectually, highly intellectual or anything, but still comparatively, definitely, their inclination will be different. So they are called Janmana, whatever they are, Karmana, they are Vaishyas, Gunena, they are Vaishyas, Vaishyaha, Vaishyaha. The fourth one is what now? Shudraha. Shudraha means what now? The one who is predominantly tamasic. Tamas becomes the predominant guna. Very dull, they can't, you know. Tamas becomes predominant guna. Then what happens? No, they can do any sort of things. And then Rajas becomes the Tamas becomes the first, Tamas, Rajas becomes the second guna, Sattva becomes the last guna. So SRT, RST, RTS, TRS. We are asking three gunas and four classes. What is that now? So, this is how the gunas are predominant in a person. In keeping with the predominance of guna, the inclination for karma also will be different. All the people are not equally inclined for doing everything. Some people are inclined to attend to listen to Gita class. Some people are inclined to sing. Some people are inclined to dance. Some are inclined to study, go to the library and read. People don't even go to libraries. But people who love so much to read. There's our doctor who comes to my class. His son has come back and he wanted books. He reads, in a day he finished reading 2-3 books. He's voracious reader, reading a lot he reads. Everybody is not inclined to do that. No? Because certain the interest, and then he goes and picks up some 20 books as time, and he finishes, and then he goes back. The librarian was surprised when nobody comes like this, it troubles me like this, because he will come and take the book and go away, they don't come back. And then I had to phone him to return the book. And then now he goes and comes and takes and goes and comes and goes and takes, and then very quickly, so many books also. He's so happy about it. Now what I'm saying here, why not all the people go to libraries to read? Not inclined. Sometimes there may be some inclination, but still they don't find time. Excuse. Sometimes they're not very inclined. The inclination is there, you will definitely do it. All the people do not go for ballets. All the people do not go for everything, isn't it? Everybody is inclined for certain things. And every day I want to go and eat this, you know, non-vegetarian food outside. every day want to eat. It's not, everybody is not inclined for that. There are people who can't survive without food, that means. This means what? Why that, that's our interest, isn't it? I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm only saying the inclination for a given karma. That shows, that is because what now? Based on what are you highly, predominantly what you are. What guna is predominant in you. So based on the predominance of gunas, once karmas become, in keeping with the karma, inclination or karma, the people are classified, isn't it? This classification has been made by me of people as Brahmanaha, Kshatriyaha, Vaishyaha and Shudraha. So I have created them. It means what now? I have created them. Tasya kartaram mam vidhi. I am the creator of the gunas. At the same time, akartaram api mam vidhi. Hey Arjuna, know I am the creator of those gunas. At the same time, may you know me to be the non-creator also. Akartaram api, I am not the creator. What is this contradictory statements? I am the creator, I am not the creator. Means what? Nothing is outside of me, I am the creator. I am not anything, they are all me, I am the creator. No, I am not anything, I am not the creator. Understand now? Now water can say, I am the creator of the waves. Look at this, the water can say, I am the creator of the waves. Did the water sit and create every wave, like the pot maker making the pot? No. But how can the water say, I am the creator of the waves? Without water, waves cannot be there. The waves were in the water, the waves are in the water, waves will be resolving in the water. Therefore, who is the creator of the waves? Water is the creator of the waves. Did water do any action to create the waves? No. Just by its presence, became the creator, isn't it? Therefore what? Akarta. Non-creator also. I got it. Similarly, Bhagavan says here, Tasya kartaram apimam vidhi akartaram avyayam. May you know me, the indeclinable, imperishable. I am the imperishable non-creator as well as the creator of this Chaturvarnyam. Don't think by karma, not by janmana, by birth. I'm not talking about by janmana, one is a kshatriya, brahmana, vaishya. Karmana, gunena, one becomes predominantly sattvic, he is a brahmana. Predominantly rajasic, he is a kshatriya. If predominantly rajasic and if sattva becomes, tamos becomes second guna, he is a vaishya. Versus predominantly tamasic, he is a shudraha. And this mantra, this verse is beautifully further explained in some other Veda mantra. It's called Purusha Suktam. There he says, actually, if you say the whole jagat is what? Manifestation of the only, isn't it? Water, the entire ocean is what? Manifestation of the water only, isn't it? So whole jagat, all the names and forms are what? No, manifestation of the only reality. Means the whole jagat is Ishvara. Whole jagat is Ishvara means, no, personify this whole jagat. Give a form to the jagat with as a head. There is a head of this. Personify this jagat as a man. This, then man has what? Head. Okay, head. Man has shoulders. Man has thighs. Man has feet also. All the parts, feet are important. Thighs are important. Isn't it? And then shoulders are important, head also is important. Without which part can this man be a full man? Without a head, this part alone will be useless, cannot function. Without shoulders, head and this thighs cannot, this feet cannot work together, isn't it? And without the thighs, there cannot be what now? Again, the movement is not possible. Without the feet, nothing will move. So feet are important, thighs are important, shoulders are important, head is important. All the four together form the whole. They contribute for what now? The well-being of the other. Head has to contribute for the well-being of the rest of the three. Thighs also contribute. Feet also contribute. So they're all interdependent. Only then they can work, live together as a whole. Similarly, society also needs what now? Brahmanaha are must, Kshatriyaha are must, Vaishyaha are also important, Shudras are also important. Nobody is considered inferior, nobody is considered superior. Actually, everybody is inclined to do given work in keeping the predominance of guna, but all are contributing. All are contributing, mutually supportive, being interdependent on each other. That is why we say here what now? All are one, all are not equal. This the mantra says, Brahmano Syamukamasit. This Virat Purusha, Bhagwan is Virat. Virat. The whole Jagat is Bhagwan, personify that. And who is the face of that Virat Purusha? Brahmano Syamukamasit. Bahura janyah kritah uru tadasya vaishyah padbyaghum shudro ajayata yat purushena havisha. Anyway, what I want to say here, these four now have to be together for the complete for thing to move on. Okay, now we don't need to talk about which guna is a predominant in whom, who is a brahmana, who is a kshatriya, who is a shudra. We don't need to see. All of them are required for the whole society to move on. We can make out. Understand now? It is not to talk about it. And everyone has to basically aspire to become a brahmana. This another sense of Brahmana also is there. In this context, I want to tell you, it's a beautiful verse. I don't know whether I must have told many times in my other classes, I don't know whether you all have heard it. Janmana jayate shudraha, karmana dvija uchyate, veda patena viprasyat, brahmano brahma vedanat. This is a verse. Who is a Brahmana? That verse says, by birth, every human child is a Shudraha. Janmana jayate Shudraha. By birth, everyone is a Shudra. Jayate. Katam jayate Shudratvena Shudraha. As a Shudra, you are born. Janmana Shudra only. Every child is a Shudra. Why? No child knows what is right and what is wrong. No child knows that I should be ethical, etc. No child knows dharma, dharma. Nothing. The child does not know by itself. Even if it tell also, the child can understand. The child only playing around. And there's a fire. There is a something. Some lizard comes. Don't go and touch it, it will bite you. If it doesn't even understand. What you are saying, the child cannot follow. The lizard is not trying. Right to touch on the child does nothing it knows. It's a lump of flesh. With some for the hunger and thirsting, cranky. Now that we have to look after them, that's why child, isn't it? That's why we say what now? Shudraha means what now? One, the child who doesn't have the buddhi. Now, not evolved, intellect is not there. Sharpness is a very raw-headed child who doesn't know what is right and what is wrong, who needs completely looking after. That is why completely looked after by parents and elders is a child, is a Shudraha. Swayam na janati and anyasi vachanapi na avagachati na. He doesn't understand what our elders tell also. But that child as it grows, becomes 5, 6, 7 year old, and then the parents decide now the child, if you call the child by name, child replies and comes back and understands. Now the child can listen to you, has the capacity to listen to what you say, understand what you say. Now he is focusing, therefore you can tell, come on, this is right, this is wrong, don't do this, do this. When you say, how do you say? When we say the child just obeys, why? Because the child, all the child wants is nice fondling. So you fondle nicely and give all lot of love and warmth and care, and softly the kind words, the loving words, caring words, showing a lot of love, soak your child in love. When you tell anything, do this nicely, not with a harsh voice and all that. And because giving everything the child wants, make the child feel very secure. When you tell, the child listens. That is a trick used by Indian parents. How to make a child obey? How to prevent the child from being rebellious? Isn't it? Soak the child in love. What is loving means? Give all your time for the child. Giving time for the child is what? Loving. What loving? Simply one day kissing is not that love, okay? Giving time. Dedication. Sacrifice. You give everything for the child. For the mother, child is everything. For the father, family is everything. When? That is very important, because the child needs to enjoy total love, all the love. Caring time. What do you do? How do you do? Did you eat? Did you good? Caring. You are not conditioning, the same time you are taking care of it. Very, 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 very carefully. Child shouldn't feel conditioned also. Controlled also. Very careful, isn't it? That's very important. Because that is what is total dedication, sacrifice. Raising a child not easy joke, isn't it? So then the child obeys. There's only way. Not simply getting whatever the child wants. Biscuit wants, chocolate wants, get everything, give money, go and spend. No. That giving time is different. Sparing time for the child. My time is for the child. Child is the project. Isn't it? Then that's a different. That such a child what now? Listens. Then the child will do whatever the parents say, they listen. Do the right, the child does the right, avoids the wrong. How does it do that? Doesn't know by itself. It follows the instructions of elders, parents. Then the child, now he is now grown. From being completely raw-headed, now he knows what? Right and wrong. Before he did not know right and wrong, now he knows right and wrong. This shift from being ignorant of the right and wrong to the, isn't it, knower of right, knowledgeable of right and wrong, makes him what now? It's a growth. It's a second birth. He's looked upon as a second birth. That is when the child is called Dvijaha. Dvijaha means what now? Twice born. Twice born means what now? Second birth. What is second birth? The physically, when the child is born from the mother's womb, that is the first birth. And then as soon as he was born, he was ignorant of right and wrong. Then now he knows what is right and wrong. Then the child is called what? Dvijaha. Second birth, it is called mature child. From being ignorant of right and wrong, becoming knowledgeable of right and wrong is what makes a person mature. That maturity is what is looked upon as a second birth in a child. Understand? Then he is a dvijaha. That happens karmana. When the child becomes 7-8 years old, in India we do upanayanam. Upanayanam means what? This is yajna upakita karma. Child is initiated into the study of the shastras. Then we put this yajna upavita thread we put, and we do the karma also. It's called upanayanam. Then there's a karma. So karmana, from that time onwards, the child is taught initiated into the study of Gayatri, the chanting of Gayatri mantra. He start first. It's like a school, joining first day of the school. Okay, the child is initiated into the study of shastras by being initiated into the Gayatri mantra japa, and the ritual is performed. It's called upanayanam. It means like going to the being taken near the teacher. He is prepared for that. Oh, we have to go to the teacher every day and study shastras, for which he has to go now gurukulam, no? And he is made given this upanayanam. That done, upanayanam is done. He start Gayatri mantra upadesha is done for him, and he is asked to worship three kala sandhya, morning, morning, noon, then dawn, early in the morning, dawn and noon and dusk. Prata Sandhya, Madhyanika Sandhya, Sayam Sandhya, three times has to worship. He has to do the Sandhya Vandana. And that karma is done, and now he knows he does the right actions, doesn't do the wrong actions. As per the instructions of the elders, now he understands this maturity of knowing what is right and what is wrong, and doing that, avoiding the wrong. Now knowing and also following his knowledge, isn't it? Is what now. Then he is called Vijaha. But even then, he is mature. He was completely immature, now he is mature. Immature is Shudra, mature is Dvijaha. But even now he does not know why he should do the right, why he should not do the wrong. He does not know. That he comes to know after initiation to Gayatri Mantra Japa, having become a Dvijaha, following the elders' instructions, doing that, avoiding the wrong, when he starts studying the Shastram, Veda Pathena, and in that context, he understands Purusharthas. What is Artha? What is Dharmaha? What is Kamaha? What is Mokshaha? What is Grastashma for? What is Vanaprasthashma for? What is this Ashramas for? He understands the context, he understands the value of values. He understands the value of Dharma. Why I should do the right action alone? Why I should not go against Dharma? He knows the value of Dharma. Why I should follow the right? Why I should not do the avoid the wrong? He knows. When he knows the value, knowing the value of values, when he lives a life of Dharma, he is called Vipraha. Not knowing the value of values, he lives a life of values, he is called Dvijaha. But now knowing the value of values, value of Dharma, when he lives a life of Dharma, he is called Vipraha. How does he become? Veda Patena Vipraha Syat. Vipraha Bhavati. By living, knowing the value of Dharma, living a life of Dharma, doing the right, avoiding the wrong, at last, what this person has to, this has to culminate in life, what? Culminate in the vision of the reality Brahman as one's own self. Then he, when he knows the, when he gains the knowledge of Brahman, he becomes a Brahmanaha. Who is a Brahmanaha? Brahma Vedanath Brahmanaha. Janmana Jayate Shudraha Karmana Dvija Uchyate. Karmana Dvija Uchyate. Veda Pathena Vipraha Syat. Brahmano Brahma Vedanath. That's the culmination. Every Shudra has to become a Brahmana. Every Brahmana's child, Vaishya's child, Shudra's child, Kshatriya's child, every child is what? Shudra only. Everyone has to become Dvijaha and Vaishyaha and Brahmana. Isn't it? Everyone has to become Brahmana. That is the culmination of human life, in fact. Therefore, really speaking, Bhagavan, what he says is, we find this, see, the people are of naturally different, people are inclined for different things. It's natural. Why can't there be different inclinations? Why can't there be? People are all inclined for different things, to do different things. Difference is the beauty. Difference is Bhagavan. Diversity is Bhagavan. Isn't it? So that's Bhagavan does not say that one is supreme, one is inferior, everything. Everything, the diversity is what? The variety. Isn't it? So the people are of different attributes and different, basically, gunas, basically, different gunas are predominant in a person, interests are different, inclinations are different, what we work for is different. If based on what they're inclined for is dependent on what guna is predominant in a person, according to the predominance of guna, in keeping with the inclination for karma, I separate them into what? As four classes, people of four classes, as Brahmanaha, Kshatriyaha, Vaishyaha, and Shudraha. Understand? And all of them are me. All are me. All are one. But all are not this equal. Okay? So, unequality in difference. Is it clear now? In non-difference, where is the equality? Unequality, isn't it? Have you got the point now? So what he wants to say here is, therefore, akartaram maam viddi, akartaram api maam viddi. I am the do creator. I am the non-creator also. I am akarta also. What does it mean? I've told you already, no? So very controversial. This verse has got a lot of controversy. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We have to understand things correctly. Chaturvarnyam. So what he says, chatvaraha eva varnaha. See, chatvaraha is number 4. Varnaha, 4 classes. Chatvaraha eva varnaha. It's called chaturvarnyam. Maya Ishvarena Srishtam Utpaditam. Srishtam is equal to, what's the meaning? Utpaditam, has been created, has been produced. Utpaditam means produced. Pad dhatuhu ut prefix utpattihi noun. Utpadyate present tense verb. Utpadanam causative. Utpadayati causative. Utpaditam past passive participle. Produced, created. Okay. Brahmanaha asya mukham asit. It is Veda mantra. Brahmano asya mukham. I like that because that's in the Vedana. That only one small mention, he mentions that. I already mentioned to that, told you. Ityadi
Shrutehe.
So the Veda mantra also says this. See, whatever is said in the Gita has already been said where? In the Veda. Bhagavad Gita cannot say, does not say what is contradictory to what is said in the Veda. Bhagavad Gita does not contradict the Vedic teaching. It just presents what is said in the Veda. You study, understand Gita, you are understanding heart of Veda only. Ityad, okay, guna karma vibhagashaha.
Guna
vibhagashaha.
Guna vibhagashaha.
Karma vibhagashaha cha.
Karma vibhagashaha cha.
See, vibhagaha means difference. See, vibhagaha means department. Bhagaha means part. Vibhagaha means department. Vibhagaha also means difference. Isn't it? Vibhagaha, separation, classification. Is it called what we can say? Different means we have to give. So vibhagashaha means what now? On the basis of vibhagashaha. Now the shaha is we add, what is the basis, on what basis this classification is made. Now varnaha is based on what? What basis it been made? Vibhagashaha. On the basis of the difference. What difference? Difference in the inclination for karma. Karma vibhagashaha. And based on difference in karma, difference in guna. Guna vibhagashaha, karma vibhagashaha. This classification of the human beings have been made. Okay? Gunaha,
sattva,
rajas, tamasi. In fact, you can say tamamsi is there. Tamasi. Sattva, okay, tamamsi. My thing speed is gone. Tamamsi. Sattva gunaha, rajas means rajo gunaha, then tamo gunaha. It is three gunaha, three gunas. What are the three gunas? Three gunas are nothing but expressions of three powers. What powers? Power of knowledge, power of knowing, power of activity, power of inertia. Okay. And what are three powers? Basically, originally, what are they? all have stemmed from one matter in its original subtlest form. Okay. Now we can say
Tatra
Sattvikasya. Now Shankara explains now. Sattvikasya. Sattvikaha Purushaha. Say now. See, Sattva Sattvam is a name of a Gunaha. You can't see the Gunaha, but you can understand the manifestation of Gunaha. You can never see the Gunaha through physical eyes. You can understand the Gunaha being manifest. The person with the Sattva Gunaha is called Sattvikaha. Say now, Sattvikaha. The predominantly Sattvik is called Sattvikaha. Understand now, Sattvikaha. Sattvikasya. Say now,
Sattvikasya.
Who is Sattvikaha Purushaha? One who has predominantly Sattva Guna. Sattva Pradhanasya. Say no? Sattva Pradhanaha means what? The one in whom Sattva Gunaha is Pradhanam. Pradhanaha Gunaha. Pradhanaha Gunaha means predominant Gunaha is Sattvam. Then what is he called? Sattvikaha Purushaha. So such a person, who is he? Brahmanaha. Okay? Sattvikaha, Sattva Pradhanaha is Brahmanaha. Better, let's make a sentence now. Sattvikaha, Sattva Pradhanaha, Brahmanaha. And you have to supply what? Rajas and Tamas take their places, second and third respectively. Okay? Shamo,
Shamo,
Damaha,
Damaha,
Tapaha,
Tapaha.
The same Gita, he talks about 18th chapter 42nd verse. Ityadini,
Ityadini,
Karmani,
Karmani.
Now he says, what does it, now he says, this Sattva is, Sattva Guna is predominant, this person has what now? He has Shamaha, he has Dhamaha, and all his actions are governed by Dharma. I already explained to you. Okay, governed by Dharma. He is highly inclined for intellectual pursuits, and his knowledge and reading, teaching, first setting an example. Now, just when life becomes a source of inspiration, all that is happening, your person is a Brahmanaha. He might inspire in any field, not only, need not be only in spiritual field. Sattva Purusha, even in office, the person is very, you know, the way he conducts himself, he can get things done means what? Sri Sattva Pradhanaha. Isn't it? Lots of things are there. So, Sattva,
Sattva,
Upasarjana,
Upasarjana,
Rajah Pradhanasya.
Pradhanasya.
Now, Rajah Pradhanaha, the one in whom Rajas is Pradhanam, he is called what now? Rajasikaha. He has not given, I am telling. Rajasikaha Purushaha means the one in whom Rajas is predominant. So he says Rajah Pradhanasya. Because Rajo, because what now? Rajas, because Pra follows. Rajah Pradhanasya Purushasya Sattva Upasarjanam. Because what now? Sattva becomes a second following guna. Then he is called what now? Kshatriyaha. Kshatriyasa. Kshatriyasya. What is his karma? It is Shaurya.
Shaurya.
Tejaha.
Tejaha.
Prabhrutini. Karmani.
Karmani.
See, Shauryam means what now? Shuratanam. No? Shuraha means what? Shuraha means courageous, brave person. Shauryam means bravery, courage. It's called Shauryam. He's, no? That shows, how do you find a person being very brave and courageous? Isn't it? Shauryam. That's all because of Rajas only. And then Tejaha, you can see very, very bright and then the brilliant also. This is not like a very timid person. You can see that very, the personality will tell you here. Tejaha, now he says, okay, doesn't want to talk much about it. Come on, you will learn it later on. Tejaf Prabhrutini, Prabhrutini, me what now, etc. you can make out the person's activities. You can see the activities of the person, and wherein the Rajas is the predominant and he is the Kshatriya. You can see the activities of person which are following the things, etc., Shatamah, Shamah, Dhamah, etc., and you can see his activities. You can make out that person is a Sattvikaha, Sattva is predominant. Thereafter,
Tama.
Upasarjana. Rajah Pradhanasya. See, I didn't give anything. I gave everything from here only. Okay? Then, Tama Upasarjana. Tamo Upasarjana can say, but Sakara goes. Tama Upasarjana Rajah Pradhanaha. The one who is predominantly Rajasik. Sorry, the Satamasik. Sorry, Rajasi, one who is, he is not predominantly, he is basically what, he also has Rajas as the Rajas only, but what is Upasarjanam, what is the next one? See, Vaishya also predominantly Rajasic, Kshatriya also predominantly Rajasic, but that Rajoguna is the predominant Rajoguna backed by Upasarjanam. Backed by what? Backed by Sattaguna means he is a Kshatriya. Rajoguna is the predominant in a Vaishya, but backed by Tamoguna. That's the difference. Shankaram is very clear. Tama Upasarjana Rajah Pradhanaha Vaishyaha. Sattva Upasarjana Rajah Pradhanaha Kshatriyaha. Who is a Kshatriyaha? Sattva Upasarjana Rajah Pradhanaha Kshatriyaha. Tama Upasarjana Rajah Pradhanaha Vaishyaha. Vaishya also Rajas is predominant. Kshatriya also Rajas is predominant. But what is more important is, what is the guna which backs up that Rajoguna? Sattva is backing up Kshatriya. If then this Tamas is backing up, he is a Vaishya. He says, Vaishyasya Krishi Adini Karmani Agriculture etc. Krishi Adini Karmani. This is very important, no? How to Brahmana and Vaishyatya cannot survive if food doesn't come. Therefore, we want to know Krishi Adini. Isn't it? That's why Krishi Adi, Krishi etc. He says, you have to find all other karmas which go with the Vaishya. Isn't it? Raja Upasarjana Tamav Pradhanasya Shudrasya. Now Shudra is the one in whom Tamas is predominant. Tamav Pradhanaha Shudraha. But what is Upasarjanam? What is backing that? Rajas and Sattva. Tamas is predominant and Rajas is the backing the Tamoguna, and he is a Shudraha. Shudrasya Susrusha. Susrusha means what now? Service. Service means what? Everybody's service only. I should not use the word service actually. Everybody, whatever one does, any karma is a service only, really speaking. The concept of service has to change actually. Any action is service, really speaking. Seva, isn't it? Susrusha means doing the needful for other people. Isn't it? Doing the needful. Susrusha. Karma. Ityevam. Helping. No, helping work, helping things, all other things. Physical work, everything. Guna karma,
guna karma
vibhagashaha. So iti evam, in this manner, based on the difference in, based on the predominance of guna, difference in the inclination for karma, guna karma vibhagashaha, on the basis of difference in the choice of action and the predominance of guna. Is it clear now? Gunaha chaturvaranyam maya srishtam. So this Chaturvaranyam has been created by me based on the difference in choice of the karma and the difference in the predominance of guna. Tat cha idam chaturvarnyam na anyeshu lokeshu. This group is, this classification is not in other worlds. Among devas, etc. Ataha manushe loke iti viseshanam. Why only in manusha loka? It's not in other lokas. Only in among manushas. Isn't it? Hanta tarhi chaturvarnya sargadehe karmanaha kartrutvat tatphalena yujyase ataha natvam nityamuktah nitya ishvarascha iti uchyate. Okay, now here an objection is raised and it has to be answered. It's a big topic. We'll see in the next class. It needs complete difference. Some objection is raised here. Okay, now the teaching of this verse is over, isn't it? And this comes, Bhagavan is karta, Bhagavan also is akarta. How, why? I hinted, but I have to explain that point, one point, important point, very important point. Thereafter, this chaturvarnyam, this guna karma vibhaga, I'll show you later on, okay, because very carefully we had to do it. Thereafter, this the objection which is raised now, we'll talk about it. Okay, how this the lordship comes, nitya mukta, etc. Okay, we'll see that. Actually, that's going to be answered now. Karta, akarta will be answered as an answer for this objection. Okay, we'll see in the next class. You are going to understand the difference between the samsari and asamsari also. What is samsaraha? Who is a samsari? Who is not an asamsari? Who is not a samsari? Thereby, who has bondage? Who is not bound by karma? What is Ishwaraha? What is jiva? All this will become very clear in answering this one objection. Then what you will also know what? You will also understand the Bhagavan is the karta, Bhagavan is as well as akarta, at the same time. It's a big contradictory statement, isn't it? I am the karta, I am the akarta also. So we'll understand next class, okay? Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.